The Bible tells us in James chapter 4, verse 14, that life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little while, then vanisheth away. And during this time, as we come for the family, on May 14th, 1977, Kathy Henson met a fellow by the name of Robert Stone. 10 days later, they were married. But on Tuesday, March 24th, just the other day, she had a reunion with Robert, and it was their 45th wedding anniversary day. And her life, as we celebrate her life today, we want to say to Isaac and Sarah, her children, she did love you. And to her grandkids, Robbie and McKenzie, she really loved you. They always loved the grandkids better. But as we think today on the life being but a vapor, there's a lot of things in life you may not understand. God gave us 66 books in the Bible to help us out with that. It's got everything in it we need. But there's 5 books in particular that'll help answer the basic questions we have of why we're here and where we're going. Number one book is Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 3, Satan enters into the world and tempts Eve. She gives also to her husband. The world falls into sin. And every question you have wondering why such and such happened, that's where it started. Man didn't realize that day he fell headlong into sin. It was going to get worse and keep getting worse. And here we are today having all the things we have happening today all over the world. But in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we find the first prophecy of Jesus Christ, where the Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The first promise of our Lord Jesus Christ shows up there, and we know that he's coming. And throughout the book of Genesis, it narrows down what tribe of the children of Israel he's going to be out of, and he's going to be a descendant of King David and things like that. We run into another thing, though, that really strikes us, and that's over in the book of Job, where we see a problem show up. And the problem still happens this day, and nobody hardly knows the answer to this question. It's right there in your Bible. And that deals with this: why do good people suffer? You know people right now, good as gold, hadn't done anything to anybody type thing, yet they suffer. And in Job, we find a man who's innocent before the eyes of God, who's done what he's supposed to do before the Lord, and you find him suffering for some reason, and the reason is this: God let it happen to make a better man out of him. And as you study through Scripture and you look at good people's lives, they always go through suffering, and they come out the other side better than they started with, and God really uses that suffering to mold people and make people. The third book of the Bible that really answers question for us is the book of John. And used to, when most of you were children, I was kids, if you watched the NFL football game, somebody held up John 3:16 in the end zone while the field goals were being kicked. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave his Son, and in the Gospel of John, it explores the fact of who his Son is. He's God manifest in the flesh, and that states that in 1 Timothy 3:16. It says in John 1:14, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And we know him as the only begotten Son of God. Then we get down to the book of Romans, and it deals plainly with us and tells us about the path of Christ and how he intends for us to get saved. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Then we get into the good news. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Before you were ever born, Christ died for you and everything you were going to become." Then we find out, as we go through Romans, we find a very wonderful promise over in chapter 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. God intends for people to get saved. He gives them the way of salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. We get on down to the last book of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation, and we find out the plan of Christ is coming along just as planned. Everybody's looking for a man now. And in Revelation, that man shows up. He's known as the Antichrist, the man of sin. He comes along, and by flattery, he takes over the world. He'll set as the world's leader. Everybody will bow to him. They'll take his mark that's here, and the ones that don't will be killed for not taking his mark. But have no fear. The one introduced in Genesis chapter 3 is coming back soon. And the Bible tells us that the Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise. That's this graveyard's going to empty out one day if everybody's been saved. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. The rest of us that's alive and remain, of course, the Bible tells us what's going to happen to us. Corruption's going to put on incorruption, And mortality is going to put on immortality as we come to meet the Lord in the air. And then he'll take 7 years of time and deal with the Antichrist and his people. And then at the very end of the tribulation, he comes back with all his saints and he takes back over the world and shows the Democrats and the Republicans how to run a world government. Amen. As we're here today, again, I'm honored to be here with y'all today. It's a privilege to know that the Lord has brought us all together for this very moment. If you're not saved today, I'm going to stay behind, and I'll probably be outside the funeral director, be one of the last ones to leave. And I have my Bible here. I'll be glad to show you how to be saved from the Bible. To the family, we love you. We're praying for you. This is going to be difficult times ahead, but God knows what he's doing. We got to trust his time on everything. But just be happy for your sister that's gone on, your mother that's gone on, grandmother that's gone on. The Lord did that. Her showing up on him was no surprise. He came and got her. Let's pray right quickly. Father, we love you. And God, as we come to this time, we pray, Lord, that you'll help the family. God, give them grace during this time and help them, Lord. This is not going to be easy for any of them. And I pray, God, you'll extend grace out to them. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll be with them in the night hours when troubled times come. That, Lord, that you'll do a work there that only you can do. And that's the work of comfort. And we pray today, God, that you'll move and do a great work. Help us, Lord God, to reach out and be friends to them and help them with all this that's going on. Lord, we love you and thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray and for his sake. Amen.